Hello, my name is Paul Harvey and I am a midlife coach, and you are listening to a Life, Passion and Business Shortcast. Now, over the last few years, I have spoken to hundreds of people and I've discovered that our story is everything, because what we do, feel or experience is based on the stories that we tell ourselves. This shortcast is a bite-sized episode to explore the ingredients of a good life. We bring out the thoughts, tips and tools so you can try them on for size. So let's explore and see what is possible. Hello and welcome to A Reflection. Last week we were looking at appreciation and how it expands our sense of value in the world when we appreciate others and we appreciate ourselves. But it did get me thinking about what is it that makes some people in my life really attractive that I want to be with more often and I want to engage with. And other people where I am either ambivalent about it or where I have a resistance, or not necessarily a resistance is probably a strong word for it. Maybe I can only take so much of my time with those people. Now, what is the difference between people that I am really attracted to? I'm not talking sexually, I'm talking about this sense of enjoying their company. What is it about someone's company that I enjoy? And this is an interesting exercise to do with your immediate circle of friends, so just to think about this. What is it that makes someone special for you? And I realise there is several aspects here. One is it might be charisma. And there are people with natural charisma. They have this capacity to make you feel special, to draw you in, to pull you into their world so that you feel part of their world and that you are the most important person in it. And when someone has that capacity to do that, now you can learn those. There are techniques for this, to be really honest. You can learn this process. But when someone does that, it makes them, well, it makes you feel valued, appreciated, and therefore it makes them an interesting person to be around. But there is more to it than this charisma thing. There is more to it than appreciation. What I realized is that the people I like to be around are people that share things that I am interested in. They share values that I'm interested in. More than that, they share the joy of their life. They share the coincidence, the stories, the happy journey of their life. That's what makes them interesting. Because you know that when you are engaged with them in a conversation, you're going to get something of value out of it. You're going to enjoy the interaction because there will always be either a funny, interesting or happy story. The ending will be good and you will look forward to more of the journey with them because for a moment, you're part of their story. And that's what makes them so unique and so special. And then what is the antithesis of that? That is the people that don't necessarily share their joy. What happens is, without permission, and this is the thing, it's about permission, they share their pain, they share their misery, they share the negative side of their lives, of the world, of their values, of their thoughts, of their experience. And that's what makes them less interesting to be around. Because when someone comes into our orbit like that, we can compassionately hold them for a while in their pain. But beyond that, beyond the politeness of holding them for that, there's no further interest in doing that unless it's a professional relationship or family. And family, we have no choice. We have to be there for family. But friends, we get to choose. And that's the point. When someone takes liberties with that choice, that's when they cease to become interesting as a friend. There have been times in my life when I have been that person and wondered where my friends went. And it's really fascinating to just realize this today. And of course, what happens to those people, the more they express those negatives of their life, the more they get to experience them, the more they get to receive them. Because when we're looking at the negative side of something, we see more of it. Our reticular activating system will always point out these things when we've kind of tuned it to look for the problems, look for the things. So the more red buses you look for, the more red buses you will see. The more negative side of life you see, you look for things to reinforce that viewpoint. So how do we make sure? How can we knock someone out of this place? How can we, if we've got someone in our lives, that could be a family, a work colleague, or an acquaintance who is really expressing the negative side of it, what could we do to support them to find the positive? So this is a coaching question, isn't it? How would I as a coach deal with this? I would start by asking some questions. But given you're not in a coaching situation and cannot take liberties without permission, simple questions are the answer. So you can ask things like, what is good for you at this moment? What is the best thing that happened to you this week? These can be really powerful questions that get people to flip their attention, because it forces people to actually think about where their gratitude should be. It gets their attention focused somewhere else. You see, the people who are focused on the positive on their lives, the more they see the positive, the more they focus on it. The more they look for the positive, the more they attract it. Now, do they attract more? I don't know. What happens is, when something negative happens, it doesn't leave a bigger dent, because they're not really expecting it. And they kind of go, well, you know, compared to everything else in my life, this is pretty great. Yeah, okay, I know. Sometimes really bad things do happen, and it's very hard to stay positive when really bad stuff happens. But I'm talking about the little misdemeanors, you know, the parking tickets, the bumped car, these sort of things. They're not a big deal if your life is full of really positive, exciting things. Unless you are looking for the drama of it all, and then you can make it as big as you like. Of course, there will be people in life who want to live in the drama, who want to live life in a soap opera. And that is entirely their choice. Our choice is how we get to interact with those people, whether we choose to play their game, or whether we choose to help them out of it, or whether we choose to step back and let them get on with it. And that is the choice that we have. Anyway, if you have found this podcast useful in any way, please share it with a friend. Let someone else know about it. If you would like to get in touch with me or have a conversation about this, very delighted to do so, because I'm always up for a good conversation. If you're new to Life, Passion and Business, do check out the website. Loads of resources for you, including some of our coaching packages. Focus coaching is really, really good, so do check that one out. It only remains me to say thank you so much for being on this journey with me. As always, thank you for your time and attention. I will catch you next time. All the best.